October 12th, 2025. Today we're leaving Nuadhibu on our way to Nouakchott, which is the capital of Mauritania. We couldn't see too many communities in between the two cities, and true enough, there wasn't that much. We're looking at a distance of close to 500 kilometers with a road that we didn't really know, but turned out to be partially a little rough, but mostly well paved, and 70, 80 kilometers per hour generally was a safe thing to do. Obviously, the first part was driving along the peninsula, on the peninsula, the part that we had driven before, because we had to go the same way back. But then in the dark, and it was totally amazing to see what things were looking like very desolate, very just the Sahara Desert. And then along the way, we actually got to see the train coming into Nuadhibu, the iron ore train. So we did spot some people on top of the iron ore, and that was really nice to get that picture going. Again, we were stopped many times, but it becomes a routine, and every time you just hope for the best. The scenery itself was forever changing. We were no longer close enough to the beach to see if there was any stations for military to every few kilometers, but that certainly had been the case is in Western Sahara. This time we went a lot more land inwards, and supposedly there's a park, some nature preserve that one is not allowed to go into at this time. And the scenery just varies a lot, and it's mostly a lot of rocks, some loose sand, and you always have to stay cautious about where you're driving and what's going on. A lot of personnel, buses, little buses with a lot of goods on top going the other way. We ended up in a little town halfway that was more permanent than anything else. We did see a lot of little buildings along the way where people lived at some point in time, and in some cases still lived. There was a long line of power generating windmills. That was somewhat surprising. So some of the construction probably had to do on why those little huts are there. I also found nomads and an occasional camel. And then, of course, some goats with nobody around. Fascinating places. So we made it to Nouakchott at a reasonable time, and we're looking forward to a bit more civilized place, which, yes, it is a better equipped place than Nuadhibu. We ended up staying in a really too fancy hotel, but that part worked out really well. But in driving through town, it has a step up from Nuadhibu, but not a ton. Anyway, thank you for being along, and catch you tomorrow.